Good morning, everybody. I'm very pleased to address such an august gathering. I'm addressing the Master Gods, respectable dignitaries on the dais, and all the Master Gods, those who have come to God's abode, God's place. This is a unique place. When I came here for the first time in 1986, at that time there was no Gyan Sarovar, no Santivan complex, no Global Hospital, only a small complex of Pandavabhavan was there. And I was thrilled with the spiritual and serene atmosphere of this place. And I decided, oh God, if I can settle, spend my entire life here only, and God fulfilled my desire, and since almost nearly 30 years I am here, our hospital started in, Global Hospital started in 91, and I passed out in MBBS in 83, and I joined government job. I was posted in a district headquarter hospital. The life was very stressful. Daily 300 patients you have to dispose, and during that phase of life only I came in contact with Brahma Kumaris. I was wondering how long I can continue this type of life, because I was feeling my life is, it is like a, I'm every day when I was going to hospital, I was thinking I'm going to a war field. So when I joined Brahma Kumaris, my entire life changed. And Dr. Santi Sri did not introduce that I am an anesthesiologist also. I was just listening. How many of you are anesthesiologists here? Wow, very good. I am an anesthesiologist. And I looked after 4 operation theater for 15 years, single-handed, no senior, no junior, and 24 hours on call. And Mount Abu, I did not leave for 14 years. 24 hours on call and 14 years I did not take a single leave. And today, as a diabetologist, how I am here? How come I am here? You'll be surprised. When I was listening, the most stressful people in the world are doctors. And amongst those, the anesthesiologists are the most stressful. Because it is the international statistics, the anesthesiologists commit the suicide most. And I passed out from Mumbai University Tata Cancer Institute. And I have seen in centrally air-conditioned theater, my professor totally bloated in sweats. I have seen drenched in sweats. And for 15 years, when I came from Mumbai and I told I am going to Mount Abu and I will be working there, so my head of the department, a professor, asked, you will be alone there, no senior, no junior, yes, and you will be alone, will you be able to handle everything, because all pediatrics, geriatrics, all types of patients will come, is it possible? Then I told, sir, you have observed me and you know better, if you say I will go, otherwise I will stay back here, take some more training and go. And he blessed me. And I came and 15 years, I alone, only single-handed, I managed 4 operation theaters. So, but day by day I saw the incidence of diabetes is increasing. Every alternate patient coming to surgery is a diabetic patient and sugar is never controlled. Surgery being postponed. Then I took interest. Then during that period only, I went to my hometown and I saw my uncle, very lean and thin. He was a very perfect man and healthy, and he was a social worker. And I saw he was very lovely, but I saw he was very lean and thin and he was very looking tired. I told, what happened to you, uncle? He told, I am very tired, and in 2 months span of time only, I lost about 10-15 kilo body weight. I could smell what is the situation. Immediately checked the blood sugar, it was 300 something. I rushed to a district headquarter hospital. I approached a physician. I told, he is my uncle and he has developed diabetes. Can you take care of him? He told, don't worry, go, I will take care. I am an SS, so I introduced myself. Then I went, came back to Mount Abu, and after 1 week, I came to know that he was transferred to a medical college. I told, what for? They told their blood, his blood sugar was never controlled, and there was a foot ulcer. It was not healing. Then I thought in a medical college, he will be all right. But after again 1 week, I got a message that he was amputated. That was the biggest shock in my life. And after 15 days, I got the message, passed away due to septicemia. Next year, my own cousin, 10 years junior to me, he died of diabetic nephropathy. Only earning person of the family and two small kids, only one old father, 70 plus age. And the father was so shocked because of tension, he had massive heart attack, and third day, he also died. That was the turning point in my life. And I thought, I must do something for diabetes. Then after 25 years completion of MBBS, I did diploma, I did master, I went to CMC Bellore, I did so many courses and PHFI and so many things. And since 12 years, I am looking after diabetes. Dr. Sachin, I was listening to him. He made your life very balanced and blissful and blessings and all these things. I am making you stressful. I will see how much blessings, blissful and bliss you have gathered since morning. This is what Brahma Kumaris preaches. I am telling, two of my friends are now, they are retiring, and two of my friends, they have already passed away. And my close friend, he is medicine specialist, gold medalist, 3 months back, massive attack, 3 stents he had to put. So many are because of kidney failure, on dialysis, insulin pump, doctors, being doctors. And I feel, if I would not have come into contact with Brahma Kumaris and learn meditation, positive thinking, I don't know, God knows what would happen to me. So, for doctors, it is a must. Situation may come, he was telling, patient is not irritating. In fact, patients are irritating. But how much capability we have to withstand him? Humko jhelne ki shakti hai ki nahi? Log to variety aayenge, sab achhe thodi se aayenge. Hazar variety log aayenge. Different type of people will come, but hamare paas how much power to face, to accommodate, to convince. So that gives, the spirituality gives that strength. So when you understand the reality of the life, you have that spiritual power. Then you can tackle any situation in your life. So you have to empower yourself. Patient irritating kaise nahi hai? Irritating hai hi. But hamare andar, if we have sufficient power to convince him, face him, tackle him, you will not be disturbed. If you don't have, you will be disturbed. So, my purpose of telling, she was introducing, I'll talk something about diabetes today. Because here you have come to learn everything. Mind, body, medicine. So I'll talk something after listening, the balance, blessings and blissful life, I'll come to some medical reality, what is going on in the world and what we are supposed to do now. So most welcome. This is our Om Shanti Bhavan, you'll see here. Oh, it's not getting forward. Just a minute. So, I'll talk something about diabetes, a project we have launched recently in 2018. This is a diamond project for diabetes management. The conventional approach to diabetes, I have seen almost all parts of our country, even abroad, many countries. The conventional way, what we are doing, we are just approaching diabetes in a curative way. So, that is not working. All of us, we realize. So, we in Brahma Kumaris, we started a project. It is called Diamond Project for Diabetes Management. And it is presented by me. And see, there are 3 components of complete health. We offer complete health to the patients. But what is the complete definition of health? If we recollect, in our undergraduate studies, in PSM, we studied, it is health which is the complete well-being. It is physical, mental and social well-being of a person and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And the spiritual dimension is missing. I don't know why it is missed, today it is deleted. When I was studying MBBS, at that time the spiritual dimension was also there. Of course, the mental aspect comes under the dimension of spiritual aspect. So, it is three components we have to deal. Then only we can provide complete health to the patients. And there are three aspects for complete health. One is medicine, body and mind. These are three things we have to amalgamate, combine and take care. Then only you can provide complete health. And there are three approaches for complete health. If you want to provide complete health to somebody, there are three approaches: promotive, preventive and curative. And most of the hospitals today in the world, what we are doing? Mostly curative. But prevention is cheaper than cure. Prevention is easier than cure. Prevention is wiser than cure. Prevention is better than cure. So, if we take care of the prevention aspect, I don't think these non-communicable diseases, what are epidemic today, the scenario would not have been like this. What I am telling, if we combine all these, it is called holistic approach. Here I will tell about in Brahma Kumaris what we are doing. We are treating patients in a holistic manner, in a holistic approach we are treating patients. That's why the results we are getting here, I will convey you, see you and show you some videos also, the patients will share, you will understand. So the holistic approach to diabetes management, what is that? Nobody is doing in the world. We are missing some dimension, somewhere, something. So I will talk about the holistic approach, the way, and we have started the project, Diamond Project for Diabetes Management here. So what is holistic view of health? Mostly, when your vehicle is out of order, what do you do? You go to a garage, to a motor mechanic, he just repairs the part which is damaged or something like that, he collects money, go. Very similar to that, whenever a patient come to a corporate hospital or city care center, what we people are doing. Practically in Mumbai, I have seen it. When a patient comes to an operation theater, immediately somebody will come and strip him. Immediately somebody will come with a big cannula, poke him. Somebody with a Ryle's tube and poke him. Nobody will see. He is an emotional being. He is sensitive. Immediately he has mind, he has emotion. He is not a machine, so that you can behave like that. So, if you are looking at the bodily parts only and symptoms only, it is not holistic approach. You have to see the whole person, you have to consider. If somebody is dying, one attendant will come, "Tumhara aadmi mar gaya, le ja." Arey bhai, this is the way. So, we have to see the person and we are all emotional beings. So, if you are considering all these aspects, then only it is called a holistic perspective. And today, all of us, we know that there are 42.5 crores of people are suffering from diabetes all over the world. And it is spreading like an epidemic. In India only, 7.5 crores of people are suffering from diabetes. Those who are known and pre-diabetic, much more than that. If you combine both, then I think it is more than 15 crores of people now suffering from diabetes in India. And all of us, we know this scenario, but is the curative approach of diabetes effective? Because when I was studying medicine, at that time in 80s, we had only three drugs. Downil, metformin and DBATD. Those who are very senior must be knowing, only we had three drugs. And we had two insulin, bovine and porcine. That's all. After 83 only we had these human insulins. Before that only this limitation. But today in our armamentarium, look at this big list of drugs. This is only in allopathy. Forget about homeopathy, Ayurvedic, so many things. We have such a big group of drugs and so many things, but the way diabetes is spreading, all of you know. When I was studying MBBS, at that time the incidence of diabetes in India was only 1%. Only 1%. Now, every third, every fourth, every family has a diabetes patient. And the way it is spreading, by curative approach, it is impossible, impossible. That's why since last more than 10 years, International Diabetes Federation is telling educate, educate and educate. People do not know what to do, what not to do. Their lifestyle is totally chaos. That's why you have to educate people. And most of us in busy OPDs, hardly we have time to talk to the patients. We see the investigation report, write something, medicine, go. This is not the way. So, only pharmaceutical things, drugs cannot. It is a part of diabetes management. And this is a study you see in tertiary care centers of North India. For 10 years they studied. 81% people do not achieve the HbA1c target. We have such a big group of drugs, but still 81% do not. And the same scenario will go to America, you go to Australia, you go to UK. I have traveled all abroad and I have seen the same scenario. Same scenario. So, my purpose of telling, just like my uncle, every 20 second one diabetic is losing his limb in some hospital. Every 20 second. And every 6 seconds somebody is dying of diabetes complication. Every 6 seconds. Almost half a crore of people are dying all over the world due to diabetes. 10 millions of people every year dying in India. 10 means 10 lakhs people. 1 million. 10 lakhs people are dying every year in India. A big city is vanishing. So nobody is aware of all these things. I am telling you, in one program, public program, one health minister was invited and I asked him, Minister Saab, aapko pata hai ki in our country every year 10 lakhs people are dying? He told, I don't know. And he himself is diabetic, his father is diabetic, his wife is diabetic. So, who will save the nation then? So, International Diabetes Federation and WHO both are telling our kids will die in front of you. Your kids will die in front of you. The changing scenario we see, what our kids are eating. So unless we protect your future, IDF is telling. So because we have to, actually we hardly have time to look after our kids. To look after our kids. So we have to educate them, see, because of our mistakes, wrong lifestyle, we ourselves, we have diabetes. If you commit the same thing in your life, in 50 years age of life, I had the diabetes, you will have in 15 years. And same scenario I am seeing in my, in our hospital, people are coming, the parents do not have any disease, but the young kids, 9 years old, type 2 diabetes, 9 years. Whole day they are not eating chapati, rice, anything. Going outside, taking kurkures, burger, pizza, all these things, always busy in cell phone games and mobile game, no outdoor, no indoor games and anything, obese, and at the age of 8 years, 9 years, then with drugs only you can face the situation? No. So that's why practically we are at war with diabetes. If you come to a diabetes clinic somewhere, you go visit, you see, you'll see what is the suffering, how people are suffering. And practically I feel myself as if we are at war with diabetes. And are we safe ourselves? Are we safe ourselves? I say no. Because in our hospital, many physicians are coming, dentists are coming, gynecologists are coming, and surgeons are coming with diabetes. Their sugar never controlled. Doctors are coming nowadays. And 10 years back, Professor Ramachandran, he is a renowned diabetologist of Chennai, he conducted a survey. And he invited about 2,500 MD physicians of our country from different states. And he found 50% of the physicians themselves are suffering from diabetes and hypertension. Who is going to save the nation then? So this is the scenario particularly. It is going on now. So is there any solution? Do you have any solution? Anybody? So that's why in Brahma Kumaris we started a mission. Because diabetes affects the physical, mental and social aspects of our health. It is not only body. Because most of the patients, 80% they develop cardiovascular problem and people blame the heart. They forget that his blood sugar was never controlled, that's why he had heart problem. 60% retinopathy, 50% neuropathy, 40% nephropathy. You go to any kidney hospital, you'll see most of the patients are diabetic. All of us, you must be realizing whatever specialties you have, a time is coming, every alternate patient will come with diabetes. What will do? How many patients you have to refer? This is the scenario going on now. So, my purpose of telling, the pharmaceutical approach is just a part of diabetes management. It is just a part. Yes, if somebody is diabetic just now, with just lifestyle modification, he will be free from diabetes. But suppose somebody has already diabetes for a long period of time, he has already microvascular complication, he has to be given right medication. He has to be given. So, all of us, we are not only bodies, we are emotional beings. Dr. Sachin was explaining you. We are beings. We are not doctors. We are playing the role of doctors, but we are a spiritual being, a conscious entity, a spiritual entity. And this body is just a medium to express ourselves. An actor plays various roles in different films you see. Amitabh Bachchan also plays a role of a coolie. He is not a coolie. He is playing the role. Similarly, in this life, we are playing the role of a doctor. Next life, something else. Next life, something else. All of us, we are permanent beings, spiritual beings. And we are emotional beings. So, diabetes management is something beyond sugar control. And treatment of the mental aspect is equally rather more important than the pharmacotherapy. I went to an international diabetes conference. The topic was stress and diabetes. For 2 days, we talked stress causes diabetes. Whole 2 days only, this only. This was the topic. And at the end, I asked the speakers, what you are doing? We understood that yes, stress causes diabetes, diabetes causes stress. So, what is the solution? What you are doing? They told, we refer to psychiatrist. I told, in my hospital, the psychiatrist, our psychiatrist, he gives some medications, the patient becomes dull and drowsy and lethargic and he becomes obese, insulin resistant, he develops diabetes. And he refers to me. If I refer my patients to him, what will happen? Then he told, what you are doing? Then I told, come to our hospital also. I teach meditation. Believe me, you come to our hospital and see, we have created a lighthouse where early morning, 4 o'clock, the patients come and they 1 hour they do meditation, half an hour, 1 hour meditation. Then we teach them exercise with divine songs, with prayers, with beautiful songs. What the patients can they do themselves they, at their own home. There is no need to go to any gymnasium or health club or anywhere. Only at home here. This space, this much space only you can do it. So, meditation is the solution. I told them. So, many visited also our hospital and saw there. So, a single approach is not going to help. That's why we need a holistic approach. Because diabetes is a multifactorial disease. And multidimensional, multi-organic and multifactorial disease. So, there are 8 aspects of holistic management. We have to cover all these things. Then only we can tackle diabetes, this epidemic, control this situation, prevent this disease. So, D-I-A-B-E-T-S, all these 8 letters has different meaning. What is D? D stands for? D stands for diet and de-addiction. If the patient does not know what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, how to eat, whatever drugs you will give, it is all meaningless. I can tell you. So, patients has to understand how much he has to eat, what to eat, and when to eat, how much to eat. He should understand. And de-addiction. If the patient is smoking, taking tobacco or alcohol, gone, nobody can save him. We must de-addict also patient. We should give thorough education regarding diet and we should de-addict. Second, I stands for injectable and oral drugs. If initially somebody has diabetes, he may not require any drug. But if somebody has already since 10 years, 5 years, he needs right medication, whether it is tablets or injection, anything. But blood sugar should be controlled. Then A for awareness of its seriousness. Heart patients, they become very frightened. Once they are diagnosed, oh my God, I will die. And whatever doctors will say, immediately they will follow. They will forget everything. They will telephone the family members and I am admitted here. You do whatever I like, I am admitted. But diabetes patients come with 400, 500 sugar. And I tell, please get admitted. In 2 days you will be alright. And Don't worry, otherwise you'll sometime you can fall. There will be some problem, serious problem. No, doctor sir, nahin admit ho sakta. Why? For 2 days only you get admitted, I'll control your blood sugar. No, please. What is the reason? आप नहीं समझते हैं, हमारे घर में एक कुत्ता है, सवेरे सवेरे उसको लेटरिन कराने जाना पड़ता है, घर में कोई नहीं. दिस इज द स्टेट ऑफ अफेयर, दिस द अवेयरनेस. कुत्ता इंपोर्टेंट हो गया, खुद मर जाएगा, इंपोर्टेंट नहीं है. तो डायबिटीज इज ए साइलेंट किलर, पीपुल डू नॉट रियलाइज द इंपोर्टेंस. इफ यू कन्विंस देम यू विल बी एम्पुटेटेड, यू विल बी हैविंग हार्ट अटैक, यू विल बी पैरालाइज्ड, यू विल देयर विल नेफ्रोपैथी, इफ पीपल यू विल बी ब्लाइंड, पीपल अंडरस्टैंड, दे देन ओनली दे टेक द इंपोर्टेंस एंड दे take the drug properly, they have their changes in their life. Otherwise, no. B stands for behavioral therapy and motivation. Diabetes is a behavioral disorder. People do not sleep timely, do not eat timely, do not do exercise. Whatever, how many times you motivate them still. So it is a very Herculean task. You have to change the behavior of the patient and motivate them. E for exercise and physical activity. Nowadays, all of us, we have scientific gadgets, and most of us, we are sedentary. We do not do anything. And once people become sedentary, their own insulin does not work. If somebody is exercising, his own insulin, exercise is the cheapest medication available in the market, better than any medication, I can tell you. It breaks the insulin resistance. Once the patient start doing exercise, his own insulin starts. There is no need of drug. And if you are given drug also, the dosage reduce very much. So, exercise, but people do half an hour exercise in the morning and whole day sitting in front of the television or computer. Bas, it is all nullified. That's why people has to be trained that you do morning evening exercise, but be active whole day. You should be physically active. And T stands for timely test and monitoring. People do not test because nothing happens. It is a symptomless disease. Most of the people do not have any symptoms. They do not test. In our hospital also people come. In 5 days, all the blood pressure, all parameters become normal. They go. And after 4 years, 5 years, they will come back. Doctor sahab. Kaise ho bhai? Bahut acha doctor sahab. Jab se aapko dikhaya na, tab se aur kisi doctor ke paas nahi gaya. Aapki jo lal guli chal rahi hai, jo lal wali guli. The red pill I am taking from you only. So what is your sugar? Sugar? Kab check kiya tha? 4 years back only, that only check. I checked. People do not know what to check. Daily what to check, weekly what to check, monthly, quarterly, half yearly, annually. Do not know. We have to teach them. Otherwise they come with complications. So timely test and monitoring. And E stands for again education and empowerment. Professor Elliot Joslin, the father of diabetes, has told, the people who knows the most about the diabetes lives the longest. If somebody does not know anything about diabetes, he will die of complications, 100%. So education is the treatment. That's why since last 10 years, International Diabetes Federation is stressing upon educate. In our hospital, we have special education department. So people educate. People should understand how to live, enter life. And S for stress relieving and keeping a balance in life. This is very important because stress is diabetogenic. American Medical Association says 60% of the modern diseases like diabetes, hypertension, heart attack, diabetes, stroke, cancer, all these non-communicable diseases are due to stress. So unless you take the stress aspect of the person, his blood sugar is never going to be controlled. That's why people from 10 years, 20 years, their sugar never controlled. But once they come to our hospital in Mount Abu, this serene atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere, first day only, I'll show the videos, you'll see how people realize their blood sugar 100%. Till now, since last 12 years I am practicing here, I have never referred any patient to anywhere. 20 years from, all the patients are from Mumbai, from Calcutta, from Delhi. Today only I discharge patients from Hyderabad, from Kolkata, from Faridabad, from so many parts of our country, people are coming here. Never controlled, but once they come, everything gets settled. So these are the 8 aspects of holistic approach. So stress is diabetogenic. And what people do? They'll smoke or take alcohol. Again, they will deteriorate their health. And if they go to visit a practitioner, he'll give some tranquilizer, that's all. That is not the solution. So that's why meditation is the answer. Meditation stress is because of our negative thoughts, unnecessary thoughts in the mind. Oh my God, what happened to me? It should not happen to me. Oh my God, what to do? How to do? So they become, a lot of thoughts come to their mind. So the only solution, if you create positive thoughts, you can finish all these negative thoughts. So meditation is the art of positive thinking. So when you meditate, then you strengthen yourself. Your inner strength will increase. You will have a mental equilibrium. There will be mental stability and you will enjoy your quality of life. That's why meditation is very essential, and all of us, we practitioners, we should practice first. Honestly, believe me, if I would not have come to Brahma Kumaris and started meditating, I think by this time I would have 3-4 stents in my heart, or I would have some insulin pump or something, or moving around. For us, it is a must. If we do meditation, the strength you get, Swami Vivekananda, you must have read his literature in Raja Yoga meditation. Swami Vivekananda says, a meditator, a yogi, after meditation experiences as if he can engulf the entire ocean, he can shake the Himalayan. This tremendous energy you inculcate, you get. So it will empower you. You can tackle, you can face any situation in your life. Any situation in your life without being stressed. But most of us, our doctors, they tell stress is essential in a... No, absolute no. Stress is never essential in life. I have seen practically in Mumbai, in operation theater, those surgeons, very stressed, very rowdy, very... Once they come, everybody will be trembling and the instruments will fall down from the nurse's hand and everybody will be shaking, commit a lot of mistakes. But those surgeons, very cordial, very... They will come, once they will enter into the OT, they will create such a positive atmosphere. Wonderful, doctor, how are you? Sister, good morning, how are you? Everybody will start working with him. Even 1 or 2 hour operation is prolonged, nobody will be complaining. So you create atmosphere. If you practice meditation, you will empower you. You create a beautiful positive aura around you. And you can empower everybody. So it is a must for us. So it should be a part of our daily routine. Just like if you start your day, you charge your mobile, then only you go. If with a discharged mobile if you go, then what will happen? Similarly, we should charge our soul early morning. All of us, we know that early to bed and early to rise makes a man. Makes a man. Just like a parrot, we have crammed it. But how many of us practically we are doing? If you don't mind, may I ask a question? May I ask a question? How many of you get up before 5 o'clock? See, not even 10%. Not even 10%. Doctors should be role model for the society. Do you know, in a diabetes hospital, in a diabetes conference, international conference, there is a big stage like this, and international conference, a speaker, international speaker came to the dais, and the stage was so high that he was such a big, huge man, 120 kilo, I think, such a big pot belly. And he climbed with much of difficulty, and when he came to the podium, by that time everybody was laughing. And he could smell that because of my body weight, people are laughing. And he was, by that time, he was totally red and flushed and blushed. And he told, do you know how difficult it is to reduce the body weight? If a doctor will say like this, what will happen to the patients? We doctors should be role model for the society. In early morning, when I go to the morning walk, I see many of my patients, they become so delighted to see me. Wow, our doctor with children walking them. They get motivated. But unfortunately, most of the doctors, we have a very wrong lifestyle. Wrong lifestyle. That's why you are suffering. So we have to be role model. And it should be a part of our daily routine. And this Diamond Project, we started in Brahma Kumaris. It is launched last year, 2018. And here, with lifestyle modification, right medication, and Raja Yoga meditation. These things, all of us, we know that diabetes is a lifestyle disorder, but we are focusing only drugs. So how it will be tackled? How it will be cured? How it will be prevented? That's why with amalgamating all these things, we started this, launched this program, and we started a pilot study in Nadiad and Bhavnagar. With Bhavnagar Medical College, we started this project, and with proper all ethical committee clearance, scientific committee clearance, CTRA approval, and all these things, scientifically we started, and about 150 patients we took. There is no hospital, nothing. There is beautiful complex, spiritual complex. If you go to Nadiad, you'll see Prabhu Saranam, beautiful complex. I invited 50 patients with spouse. First day when they entered, first thing I did, we did, you deposit your mobile there, and for 5 days mobile fasting. No mobile talk, please. And then early morning they have to get up before 4 o'clock, and initially meditation, then exercise, then whole day checkup and all these things. And there is no nurse, there is nothing. It is a spiritual atmosphere only. And 50 patients in a group. And you'll see, and I am the principal investigator, but Dr. Santi Sri, she is a professor of community medicine. Professor Murli Mohan Reddy, he is also professor of community medicine from Bangalore. Then Dr. Ramaya, she is also a diabetologist in Bangalore. Then Dr. Panna Kamdar, she is associate professor of medicine from Bhavnagar Medical College. Then Manjusha Mohandas, she is a clinical psychologist. We have dietitian also. So in a team, we started this project, a pilot project. And the research hypothesis was, this was a residential group-based intensive holistic lifestyle intervention on type 2 diabetes patients. This will be safe and effective in achieving good glycemic control, optimize the blood pressure and serum lipid levels amongst patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus. The intervention will be effective in improving the psychological well-being of the patients by reducing the anxiety, depression and quality of life. This was the purpose, this was the motto. And because diabetes does not come alone, I see more than 50% patients are having hypothyroidism also, dyslipidemia, all these other parameters are also deranged. So we have to focus, most of the people we focus the blood sugar only, but patients come with different other complications. So we focus this, and the rationale for this conducting the study is, the considering the demonstrated efficacy of the yoga and mindfulness based interventions in bringing favorable changes in various aspects of the diabetes, there is a need to strengthen the available quality of the evidence on the subject. There are so many types of meditation people are teaching all over the world, and still they are getting the result out of that. But believe me, I have experienced many types of meditation, but in Brahma Kumaris, the meditation what is taught, it is the real meditation. Meditation, the terminology has come from a, derived from a Latin terminology, it is called medri, M-E-D-R-I, that means to heal. When you think positively, it heals you. If you think negatively, it kills you. So positive thoughts, it is the art of positive thinking. People teach meditation, they will say, close your eyes and don't think anything and sit. How long you will sit? People say, you concentrate your tip of the nose and sit, that is meditation. No, these are not meditation. Different way of distracting your mind, keeping somewhere busy, but no. Rajyoga meditation, what is taught in Srimad Bhagavad Gita by God himself, when Arjuna was stressful absolutely in the midst of the Mahabharata war, he put the bow down and he was depressed, trembling with fear and all these things. At that time, God taught him Rajyoga. And he again started doing. But unfortunately, most of the people, they think yoga means Sirsasana, Padmasana, Halasana, Bakrasana, Chakrasana. This is not yoga. That is asanas. Maharshi Patanjali long back taught us yoga asana. Yoga is for mental health and asana is physical health. Asanas, they are called postural exercises, flexibility exercises to keep the body fit. But for mind, that is yoga. That is almost forgotten everywhere. And that's why the Brahma Kumari sister, they are teaching the same Rajyoga, through which by positive thoughts you can empower yourself, you can challenge, you can face any situation of your life. So that Rajyoga meditation, so various delivery mechanisms for these interventions with potentials for upskilling at the community level have to be tested. That's why we started this program. And considering the scarcity of the studies in this regard, the current study has been planned with the purpose of assessing the efficacy and safety of residential group-based intensive holistic lifestyle intervention on type 2 diabetes patient. And here we did not take the patients with major psychiatric disorders like schizophrenic, pregnant women, severe osteoarthritic patients, then those who are having already complications like retinopathy, nephropathy, and persons with type 1 diabetes, and those who are having already coronary artery disease and having dyspnea or nauseation. Such type of patients we excluded and took some healthy patients at the age of 30 to 60 and 150 patients we took. And the intervention procedure, the study group is given specific intervention, that is they are trained to incorporate Rajyogi lifestyle, what is taught in the Brahma Kumaris, in their daily life for 6 months. A chart is given to fill up, to monitor and assess the extent to which the study subjects are following the Rajyogi lifestyle. And what is Rajyogi lifestyle? Let me introduce this. Here you have come to learn Rajyogi lifestyle. Here the lifestyle is changed. It is a spiritual way of living. The founding father of Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Baba, the picture you see here on the stage, he was the founding father, Brahma Baba. He himself had diabetes, but he started this spiritual revolution at the age of 60, and now you see in more than 140 countries these are branches. And Swami Vivekananda told, if I get 100 brahmacharis like me, I can transform the world. But Brahma Baba, he started with 400 small kids. But now there are 50,000 sisters, they have committed their entire life for this mission, and they are celebrating and devoted and totally devoted their entire life to transform the life, the whole world. So Brahma Baba had also diabetes, but till 93 age he did not have any complications. He did not wear spectacles also, had no the stick because he did not have any macro or microvascular complications with diabetes. At that time there was no drugs also, but still he led such a beautiful life, exemplary. I tell you, I was asking our senior dadis what Baba used to eat. They were explaining the things in modern science, whatever we are teaching to the diabetes patient, same diet he was adopting. So it is the only way, the spiritual lifestyle where we teach Rajyoga, meditation and positive thinking, the balanced vegetarian and pure diet, then avoiding the smoking, alcohol, drugs. In this complex you will see nothing is served, nothing is available. In medical conferences, wherever I go, I feel pity. All of us, we know that these are hazards, but still all of us, we are boozing and doing whatever. And here see, you will see the food. Are you enjoying all this Brahma Bhojan here? The breakfast, the dinner, are you all enjoying? Do you know there is no garlic, there is no onion here? But still, how tasty it is. Is it all possible? This was our ancient Indian culture. And you go to any temple, nowhere it is available. Non-vegetarian, no, absolutely no. So our food should be balanced, healthy, vegetarian and pure. You know, the food it is prepared here, no servants are preparing. No. The people, the sisters and brothers, those who are dedicated their life, they get up early in the morning, they do meditation, they observe celibacy, their life is very pure. They are only with the remembrance of God, they are preparing. Like just it is, the prasads are there prepared in the temple. It is like that, and it is offered to God, and then you are eating. That's why the food is so tasty here. If you go to medical conferences, you see the difference. So, pure balanced vegetarian diet, avoiding smoking, alcohol, drugs, and other addictions, and walking, yoga, and holistic exercise. I can ask you one question, simple question. In golden age and silver age, when our ancestors Lakshmi, Narayan, Radhe, Krishna, Ram, Sita, they were there, have you heard Ramji had hypertension? Lakshmi ji had type 2 diabetes? Sita ji had some hypothyroidism? Absolutely, they were free from all diseases. What exercise they were doing? What exercise? Kapalbhati? Anulom Bolom. So there was nothing. They were all cheerful and they were dancing with music, songs. So dance is the best form of exercise. If you walk for 1 hour and dance for few minutes also, same calorie you will burn. So in our hospital, all the patients in this group also, we taught this walking yoga. walking yoga means in our ancient days, you must have heard that our all rishis, munis used to walk early morning with the remembrance of God. They were too healthy. Now also those people in Mount Abu, I have seen since last 30 years, I am seeing people walking early in the morning. I have never seen them in the hospital. So, how to walk? But outside there is no need to go. Play some divine music and this only 2-3 foot span of space, you can do the same thing. So, walking yoga and holistic exercise with music, it is a complete aerobic, anaerobic, stretch up, warm up, everything is there. So, it is, and with that, people have lost 19 kilos body weight in just 6-8 months span of time. It is so effective, you burn so much of calorie. So, all this we started. So, this study objective, primary objective was to assess the efficacy of the residential group-based intensive holistic lifestyle intervention on glycemic control. How much it is get controlled. And the secondary is the blood pressure, lipid profile, stress levels, safety, all these things were focused. And baseline evaluation immediately, initially with ThyroCare laboratory, we assessed everything. His lipid profile, LFT, KFT, HbA1c, everything we tested. And after 3 months again and 6 months again, we will see follow-up the patient. And now it is going on. In January 5th, I will complete this study. And now 3 months, two groups already we have assessed. These are the thing you can see here. Here one group, group one in India, Rashmi Ben, the HbA1c was 9.1%. In just 3 months span of time, it came down to 5.3%. Jagruti 9.2%, 8.3%. Majority will see the HbA1c, how it is getting control. And their body weight also. Hardly few exceptional, those who do not do regularly, their glycemic control and body weight never reduce. Otherwise 90% people, they have, see, Kailash Ben, 17% HbA1c. Can you believe? The glucometer was saying high, 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 high. 17% and you see 6.5% in 3 months span of time. 3 months and reduced the body weight also. She was absolutely lean and thin and became started gaining weight also. Similarly, you see the Jyotika Ben, 16.6%. It becomes 7.2%. So, we have seen this just a review of all these things in 3 months span of time of the two group we tested this thing. You see, we took about 50 and 56, total 106 patients, male 50 and female 56, and HbA1c reduction, you see, the 6.5%, there are 7% only, 6.5 to 7.4, there are 19%, but majority the HbA1c was more than 7.5%. So, this was the result. You see here, we see there is a lot of change, and we see the mean reduction of the HbA1c from 8.76 plus minus 1.72, it reduced to about 7.4 plus minus 1.34. So, the P value is also significant. So, after the end of the 6 months, we will see this thing, and I believe that this is the approach for diabetes management. If you deal diabetes with this approach only, you can do something for the nation. Otherwise, a time is coming, nobody will be free from this disease, I tell you. So, this is a study we have just started, and I feel all of us now, being an anesthesiologist, if I can become a diabetologist, why not all of us? Now, this is the need of the hour. All of us, we should focus this disease, otherwise a time is coming. Actually, it will be a serious health hazard for the nation. Okay? Thank you very much.